Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
You have power and authority. Satan has power, but he has no authority. And so we have to keep in mind that you can command him to cease and desist in Jesus' name.
Speak the word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, Learn Who Your Enemy Is.
Speak the word.
I'd like to read Psalms 91, verses 1 through 6. It says here, He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust,
yes.
For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge.
Yes.
His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night nor the arrow that flies by day.
Yes.
Praise God. You know, we owe so much to the Lord, and it kind of goes with my message today, because I'm going to teach on learning how learn who your enemy is. We need to learn who our enemy is. We can't discern and disarm him. We need to learn who our enemy is. And this way, when we do that, then we can learn how to discern and disarm him before he attacks. The more we know about him, the better we are. Saints, I think it's so amazing to me how quickly time comes and goes. I never think about that. You know, I do. It seems like I no sooner get up in the mornings and it's time to go back to bed at night.
Right.
And I don't think we recognize that the time is going by. It's going by faster. And like I said, we really need to try to accomplish as much as we can while we can and while we're able to. I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but every day I think about the kingdom work left to be done. All the fields that are ripe and ready for harvest, according to John 4:35, and all the things that God wants me to share with his soldiers, but not only me, your soldiers too, you know, your servants too, and he's wanting you to share it too. And you know, and I think about that, and I think if I live to be 100 years old, and I have enough time, you know, and I tell my daughter, I know that some of them think I work a little hard and I stay a little busy. But you know, everything that we do on this earth to make a difference in the kingdom makes a difference to the Lord. And so he put us here for a purpose. And I feel like that the first 50 years of my life, actually, I became a Christian at 49. So the first 50 years of my life, and I was 81 a few weeks ago, the Lord will keep you healthy.
Yeah, he will.
You know, if you depend on him, if you speak his words and trust his words. As I tell people, I'm the daughter of Sarah, and if she grow gracefully, so shall I. I mean, that's what the Bible tells me. And I try to do what I can to help him. But, but you know, we don't want to be sitting still. And like I said, I think that we need to get as much done while we can. You know, we're running out of time, and we need to value every minute of the day, every hour of the day, you know, whether we're in prayer or where we're reaching out to those around us at work or workplaces. And not only that, to see if we can't do something to make a difference in their lives. There's little ways that you can bless a person. I know one of the ways I do is I've written several books and booklets, and I carry the little booklets in my purse. And I know a lot of times when we go out to eat, that the Lord puts it in my spirit, which He does a lot. I carry money just to bless people with it, because that is His, it's not mine. And that seems to get people's attention. And so I don't tell them, I just fold it up, stick it in the little booklet, and I give it to them and let them know how much Jesus loves them. And, you know, if they would like to hear, you know, more, you know, they can always go to my website. But I want to give them more than just the word. I want to let them know that Jesus does love them. And so they come back with their mouth hanging open because I give them a really nice gift, you know. But God knows that they needed it. You know, the Lord will let you know when somebody's in need, and He'll let you know when to bless them. And it blesses them because, see, we are witnesses to God. We're His witnesses. And sometimes you can be a witness for the Lord by not saying anything, just the way you live your life. But like I said, today we're going to learn who your enemy is. Friends, according to James chapter 1, verse 1 in the CEB, that's the Common English Bible, it says, "But if anyone needs wisdom, should ask God, whose very nature is to give to everyone without a second thought, without keeping score. Wisdom will certainly be given to those who ask." And I know that's a different translation. One of the translations that I learned the most is, where it says that if any man like wisdom, have him asked of the Lord, and who gives liberally and upbraideth not, and He will give it to him. So either translation, it doesn't matter. That's His nature, as this translation says. It's His nature to give us the wisdom. And we're going to need wisdom.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Yes.
And we can't operate without wisdom.
Amen.
And God is freely, it's His nature to give us His wisdom so that we can operate in the means that we need to. The Lord tells us how that we can stand against the wiles of the devil. He tells us that in Ephesians 6, 10 through 16. And you know, the definition of against is opposition to, with reference to legal action. And so I wanted to get that in because sometimes we hear things and we say the definition against, you know, we need to learn these things. And the definition of against is an opposition to with reference to legal action. So one of the first things that we must understand today and recognize is that Satan has no legal rights.
Right.
He has no
That's
legal
right.
rights to attack you.
That's right.
He said, we're going to stand against. And saints, I hope you understand what I'm saying. I also realize that most of you have heard these scriptures that I'm talking about today. You've heard them many, many, many times. However, if you're not doing them, and if you're not practicing them, then we need to hear them again and again and again and again. You may not be aware of it, brothers and sisters, but you and I today, we are engaged in a staggering struggle
yes.
in which angels and demons are both involved.
That's right.
Not only God's angels, but the ones that fell with Satan too.
That's right.
They're all involved. And we have to understand that we are participants in a battle for survival. Light and darkness.
Yeah.
Right and wrong.
Uh-huh.
Justice and injustice.
Yes.
And liberty and slavery. However,
right.
we have to understand that according to John, the Gospel of John chapter 8, verse 36, in the God Word translation, it is written that if the Son sets you free, you will absolutely be free.
Amen.
Friends, for starters, know that being set free in our faith means we're not chained to our sins. We're not chained to our past or potential. It means that we are free. We are free to accept the forgiveness and grace of Jesus when we mess up or when we fall short.
Yes.
We can repent. We can repent of our sins, ask for forgiveness,
yes.
and surrender our burdens at the cross with our Lord Jesus Christ. We can do that according to 1 John 1, 9, where he says over there that if we need forgiveness, all we have to do is ask.
Amen.
We got to do it with a sincere heart.
Yes.
We just can't go over. In chapter 6, verse 2, it says to help each, and this is in Galatians, it says to help each other with your troubles. He says, when you do this, he says, you're obeying the law of Christ. In Galatians 6:2 in the New King James, it says, "Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." He's saying, you know, notice what Galatians 6:2 means. Being in Christ, just because we're born again and we're believers, and being in Christ does not mean that we're not going to have burdens to carry in this earthly life. We are going to have burdens. And one of those burdens is the weightiness of our temptation to give into sin and the heaviness of trying to get out of it.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be back in just a moment. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with the closing prayer.
Father, I thank you that you truly are our protector, our refuge, high tower, and our hiding place, and you will deliver us from our enemies. Lord, with you on our side, we have no need to fear the terror of the night nor the arrows that fly by day. You have given us instructions how to stand against the wiles of the devil, and Satan has no legal rights to attack us. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, we have been set free. For whom the Son sets free is absolutely free. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you that being set free in our faith means that we are no longer chained to our sins. We are free to accept your forgiveness and grace when we mess up or we fall short. Praise God. Help us to understand, Lord, that when we're in a battle, that you are right here to fight them for us. For our physical strength and our human best is not enough. We need the power of our God, the God of battles, the Lord of the armies, the Lord of hosts. And Lord, you are the one that we put our trust in. Bless your holy name. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.